the Stockyard in Brighton. This is the Boston College Football Show with Bill O'Brien, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll get you caught up on everything BC football. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light, proud sponsor of Boston College Athletics. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter Perrell.
And welcome to the BC Football Show. Yes, thank you very much.
Clap
nice round of
Meter.
Applause.
That's it.
Very nice. Thanks, Coach. We'll clap for you as well.
No question.
Bill O'Brien, Pete Cronin, John Meter Perrell. We're at the Stockyard as always. Not a Thursday, Pete. What's today?
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah, but it's a Thursday, Pete, in football.
I played this tape back last week, Coach, and I listened to it for like going to sleep. And I finally got it in my head. But last week was last week because Tuesday was Wednesday.
No question. Last week was definitely last week. This is this week.
Different. Today
Friday is Saturday.
Today is technically Thursday game week.
No question.
Right. We were both out of practice today. The team was at the stadium. And the noise was cranked. You had Guns N' Roses. You named the selection. You were cranking the music. Yeah. And it seemed to me the team was spirited today.
Absolutely, yeah. These kids are great, man. They show up every day. They know that you know there's a lot of football left to be played. And they know that they have to, you know, do some things a little bit better. Coaches have to do some things a little bit better. And we still got a chance to play a lot of good football.
Well, regardless of the record, your midseason, going into the second half, it's a grind. It doesn't matter what your record is, it's a grind.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been going on for a while. I mean, if you go all the way back to when we first got the job, you know, winter conditioning, spring practice, summer practice, training camp, regular season, it's definitely a grind, but that's what it's all about. That's football. And that's the type of program we have. We have a grit and grind program. And I think that these guys need to, you know, continue to buy into that, because in the end, that's going to lead to winning football. And if we can really, like I say all the time, I know it sounds repetitive and it is repetitive, but if we can really try to learn how not to lose and before we learn how to win, then that'll be good in this game on Friday night.
And it's simple when you look at it, kind of, if you're not in the contest, you know, don't do this or do that. Don't do this or do that, and it adds up. And it's like you talk about it being a handful of plays every game, and when you look back, win or lose, it's a handful of plays every game.
Yeah, no question. And it's turnovers. We've got to take care of the ball better. We have 13 takeaways, which is pretty good for the defense. It could be better. You know, we've had a chance to have more takeaways, but we have 13. We have 12 turnovers. We got to stop turning the ball over, and you know, in the end too, we got to play the run better, but we got to adjust as coaches better too. So everybody's in it together. There's no finger pointing or anything like that. We talk to these guys a lot about, you know, what we're about as a program and what we're looking for in leadership and things like that. And you know, we're working towards getting a lot of things fixed. And I think we had a good week this week, so we'll be ready to go on Friday night.
I loved your quote about carrying the hopes and dreams of Boston College with you, the hopes of a city, the hopes of a nation, the hopes of BC Nation.
It's true.
When you carry that football.
It's true. If you're gonna be the guy that or you know, the guys that handle the football, everybody from the center to the quarterback to the running backs to the wide receivers and tight ends, you got to understand there's nothing more important than the ball. Possession of the ball is the most important thing, and if you can't possess the ball, you keep giving it to the other team in bad situations. I mean, we drive the ball to the 5-yard line and turn it over.
Yeah,
you know, we drive the ball to the 28-yard line and turn it over. So we've got to do a better job of that. That's why we were down 28-0. In addition to not being able to stop the run, we have to fix those things, and I think we worked hard to fix them. So we got to, you know, we have to, you know, show that on Friday night. And, you know, like I said, these guys will be ready to go Friday night.
I had a chance to watch Louisville on live TV, so on Saturday, and a lot of other football. And I got some news for you, Coach. You know, you had a noticeable number of missed tackles on Thursday night. So did Virginia Tech. So did Louisville. So did Miami. It's like
tackling's
a plague. It's a plague. I mean, what's going on?
Well, I think, you know, like tackling, we work. You guys have been to practice. We work tackling every day. We have physical practices. Tackling is about, you know, being in the right position. But also tackling is about being willing to make the tackle. You know that. Are you a willing tackler? That's what we used to say at the New England Patriots. Is this guy a willing tackler? Because if you have the will to make the tackle, you'll tackle. And we have guys that have the will to make the tackle, and we've got to do a better job of that. But it's a great point you make, because this game's going to come down to that in many ways, because both teams, you know, really have struggled to tackle. And so it's the team that tackles better that's probably going to have a better chance to win.
It's funny when you move, and I'm a cynic because I played over the ball my whole career, or near it. And so I always say the further away from the ball you get, the less inclined you are to welcome contact on both sides of the ball.
That's
the nature of the further away you get.
The closer to the ball you get, there's more car crashes involved with.
That's why I walk the way I do.
No question about that.
The problem stopping the run at Virginia Tech, Tootin was outstanding. He looked like a pro with 266 and four touchdowns. But you and I talked earlier this week on the podcast about stretching cut plays.
Yeah.
Which is east-west runs in our parlance.
Yeah, and again, that's where we have to do a better job, you know, playing, but also coaching. You know, we have to switch things up. We have to, and this is me. I'm in charge of the whole thing. And so I have excellent knowledge of all three phases of the game, and I've got to make adjustments that help the defense, help the offense, and help special teams. And I didn't make these enough adjustments, and those adjustments will be made this week, and hopefully they'll work. I mean, we got to stop the run better. If they're hurting us on this play, we got to go to a different front. We got to try something different. We got to, you know, what I call spin the dial. And so that's what we're going to try to do. And but it's not – that's the thing, like, in this day and age, what I'm trying to tell everybody out there that's a BC football fan, and we have a lot of and the BC football fan base is awesome, is that it's a team sport. There will never be any finger-pointing while I'm the head football coach at Boston College, ever. The first thing we'll do is right away when we lose is we'll look in the mirror. Coaches will look in the mirror right away before we tell the players, hey – you know, you have to do this better. Well, coaching, we have to do these things better, and then we can talk to the players about things that they can do better, and that's the way it's got to be. That's a very important thing to me.
It wasn't all gloom and doom. When you step back and look at that game, you did a lot of good things, too. A lot of things. You wanted to start fast. You did. I have my unofficial big play chart here. You had 10 plays of over 200 yards.
Yeah. We you know, look, these kids fought back. I mean, to be down 28-0, there are many teams would lose that game 56-0. This team came back with some takeaways and clawed back into the game 28-21. We didn't get the 4th-and-1. I think if we get the 4th-and-1 with a better play design by me, then we'll have a chance to go down there and score, and it'll be 28-28, and we might be sitting here in a better mood. But, you know, we didn't get the 4th-and-1, and so they capitalized on that. Next thing you know, it's 35-21, and, you know, we fought back, though. These kids fight. There's no quit in Boston College football. There's no quitters. They fight very hard, and they're great kids, and they work very hard in practice. And, you know, that'll be the way it is the rest of the season, no doubt about it.
It's your favorite word, resiliency. One of your favorite words.
Yeah, they're resilient. They have grit. They practice hard. They try to do things that we ask them to do. And, you know, again, like, we're all in it together. Coaching staff's working very hard. Coaching staff's still there tonight while I'm here with you guys and trying to figure this out. And, we'll, like I said, we'll be ready to go Friday night.
A couple game balls that we could have given out, we didn't. We should have. Cam Martinez, Turbo Richard, Kamari Morales, Jeremiah Franklin. There's, you know, good 6-7 guys in that game that flashed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you look at Cam Martinez, he was hurt. He had a bad hamstring pull for about a month.
Yep.
So he's finally 100%. He's a very good player, and he made plays, especially in the third quarter, that helped us get back into the game. Turbo Richards, an excellent player. Glad to have Turbo, freshman running back. And then Kamari and Jeremiah are very solid tight ends. They're good blockers. They're good in the passing game. They're good kids. They're very smart. So, yeah, all those guys played pretty well.
Well, the tight end position emerged. You know, we've been kind of scratching our heads. Why not more tight end? And it's like more cowbell. Give me more cowbell. Give me more tight end. And you got it. got it the other night, and those guys, that adds a whole new dimension to your offense.
Yeah, they did a good job. They, you know, there's been times when we have involved the tight ends. Other times we just haven't either seen them or involved them or whatever it is in the passing game. But they've played very well all year. They're very reliable guys, both those guys, and it's been you know, good to have those guys because, like I said, they're very reliable in what they do.
And through seven games now, you know, coaches always have their benchmarks. You know what you are, I'm guessing, through seven?
Yeah. We're 4-3.
Right. And you said to me earlier this week, there's a reason we're 4-3.
Yeah. I mean, guys, like, I know it's an hour-long radio show, but I'm going to keep telling it. Like, we have to stop turning the ball over.
Right.
Tommy has to stop turning the ball over. We have to stop throwing interceptions, fumbling the ball. You know, it's not just Tommy, it's other people. Like, we've got to take care of the football. If we can go through a whole game without turning the ball over, we will be in the game. We will have a shot to win the game. And so we've got to stop doing that. That's the key. And, you know, we're coaching it and we're working it. And but that's going to be really the key moving forward, no doubt about it.
You know, you look at turning the ball over, there are other areas that are directly impacted by the turnover, field position being one, loss of possession. I mean, and you look at the where the ball was turned over, where it took points off the board. In other cases, it created an opportunity to put points on the board for the opponent. So I think you can't overemphasize.
Yeah, I mean, we drive the ball to the 5-yard line.
That's
we
points.
Fumble. Yes. It's at least a field goal. We drive the ball. Before that, we drive the ball, I think it was to the 28-yard line. Going in, we fumble, and quickly it's 14-0. Now again, let me be very, very clear. You know, we fumble on the 5-yard line. The defense needs to go out there. It's called sudden change, and they need to keep them on the 5-yard line. Well, mm-hmm. They didn't. They give up an 80-some yard touchdown run. So everybody has a share in the issue here, right? And if we can work like we did this week, if we can work hard, you know, the other thing about it is, I believe that we practice very well. And so what I told the team this week is, I was like, we have to see what you guys are on the practice field. We need to see that on Friday night. When we get to the games as coaches, we shouldn't be really that surprised by what we see. Don't be a different person on game night than you were on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be, you know, oh, my God, I'm so surprised. What the heck is going on out there? The coach should never say that relative to a player or a unit. Because this is what we saw in practice. This is what we expect in the game. And so, you know, we've all got to work hard to understand that. And it's the same with the coaches. The coaches, man, we gotta do a good job of putting these guys in good positions to make plays.
Big game coming up. Friday Night Lights at the Heights. BC and Louisville. We'll dive into that much more with Bill O'Brien on the BC Football Show from the Stockyard. Stick around.
Some days you hit snooze. But not today. Today, you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans. Come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Hey there, football fans. Whether you're cheering for the home team or visiting from out of town, Hilton Garden Inn offers you the perfect choice of comfort and convenience. Spacious rooms, modern amenities, and a location that's just a short drive from Boston College. And don't forget to grab a delicious breakfast at our on-site restaurant, Punch Bowl, before you head to the stadium. Visit bostonbrooklime.hgi.com to book your stay today and get ready to elevate your game day. It's more than a hotel. It's your touchdown for an unforgettable Boston College football weekend.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating, or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits. Your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
It's always the nights that end too quickly that leave memories that last a lifetime. Whether it's sharing a toast after work to celebrate being one day closer to the weekend, or hitting your lucky Keno numbers and celebrating with a dance you should be embarrassed to do in public. The games from the Mass State Lottery are the ideal complement to that unforgettable night. So let's celebrate the nights that connect us, because the ones we spend together are the ones we win together. The Mass State Lottery. Celebrate the night.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from The Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
BC Football Show. Check out New England's best memorabilia event. It is here. Come down to the 2024 GBSCC Shriners Card Show on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington. They have over 400 dealer tables, daily raffles, dealers buying and selling, over 30 former players signing, many for free. You can go to GBSCCconvention.com for more information. They hope to see you there. And you can also win a pair of tickets by emailing Mike Wynn, that's M-W-I-N-N, at VanWagner.com.
Van Wagner,
yes, not Van Wilder. It's his brother. Are you a memorabilia guy?
Not really.
No?
But my buddy Doug Marone is huge memorabilia
I think you
guy.
Told me that. Yeah,
huge.
So he's got autographs out the wazoo?
Sports Illustrated magazine covers, autographs, baseballs, bats, helmets.
Wow.
Army, Navy. He's a Yankee fan. But a lot of Yankee stuff.
Outside of that,
Babe Ruth.
Oh, does he really?
Lou Gehrig.
He's got...
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You know, authenticated.
Hardcore.
That's really good stuff. Yeah, that's...
When we were at Alabama, he went to a show like, you know, 100 miles from Tuscaloosa, somewhere in Podunk, Alabama. Yeah. And he came back with an authentic, signed Bear Bryant Coke bottle. He gave it to me.
Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Right next to the teapot.
Yeah.
That's a keeper. The Bryant Coke bottle is the definite keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that should be a good show in Wilmington coming up. But we got a good show here. And during the break, Ray Perrone, BC Varsity Club. He's playing the maestro today. The happy birthday maestro to Bill O'Brien.
Thank you, Ray.
Yes, we had a nice serenading from Ray Perrone.
You know, here's my thing on birthdays.
They happen too often?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. So growing up, like, I don't think my mom and dad, it was more about the holidays, right? Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, you know what I mean? Like, the birthdays were, you know, they were cool, but, like, right. I don't think I ever had a birthday party.
Wow.
So I think that birthdays are not, and I appreciate it, Ray. I really do. But
this is your first, Coach.
Yeah, I'm not really that not well, that into my birthday.
We also have to make sure that Ray is, you know, you brought us ho-hos.
What?
These are a ho-ho.
Only you would know that.
Of course. This is a chocolate delicacy.
Again, a wealth.
There's
of meaty,
no way that's called a ho-ho.
It looks more like.
You want to Google it right now?
I'm not.
You will find a ho-ho.
You're a wealth of meaningless information.
Yeah.
Well, I just have way too
He knows a lot about candy.
It's nice that Ray went out of his way to get some really nice pastry, though.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, was the kitchen closed, Ray?
We love Ray. Ray is a Boston College legend, BC Gridiron Club. But Ray obviously went to the local 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
Unwrapped the stuff, put a couple candles in them. Hey, wish this guy happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Got drilled by Virginia Tech. It's the least we can do for him. Thanks, Ray.
Well done, Ray. Well done.
Thank you for my ho-hos.
And you want it was cheesecake, so there you go.
No question.
Well,
carrot cake.
We'll dive
even better.
We'll have some of that after this fine show is over. But first things first, Louisville and they're 4-3. But an explosive offense. You talked about that in the first segment. And a coach that prides himself on good quarterback
play. Yeah, no question. Coach Prom does a great job. They have a good offense. And it's a tall task for us. We're going to have to show up ready to go, do different things. You know, the quarterback is very experienced. He's been around for a long time. He knows what he's doing. And even so, even if the protection breaks down, the ball still comes out, you know. So, you know, you got a guy that knows what he's doing. They've got Ja'Cory Brooks, who we had at Alabama when I was there.
Yep.
I coached Ja'Cory for 2 years at Alabama. He's a great player, transferred to Louisville. And so they've got a good running game, and he does a good job, you know. So they've been in some really close games. And that's the other thing, too. And this is – I've spent a lot of time this week with these kids on – a lot of things. I've spent a lot of time on culture, leadership, and I've spent a lot of time on 60 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Play 60 minutes. Look at all these games. Look at every game that's gone on in college football. SEC, Big Ten, ACC, Louisville. Their games. They've been in a lot of close games. It comes down to the final 2 minutes of the half, the final 2 minutes of the game, and everything in between, to be honest with you.
Right.
And so the game is never over. And if you're not mentally tough enough to understand that, then you're going to have a hard time. And being mentally tough means that you have to be able to deal with the adversity, put that play away. So if you give up a sack and you let that sack affect the next play and then the next play and then the next play.
Right.
These guys are on scholarship too. They might sack us.
Yeah.
All right, play the next play.
Right,
we'll figure it out. We'll fix it. But we have to. Coaches and players together have to be more mentally tough at Boston College, and we have to learn how to play 60 minutes of football.
And is that an epiphany? Something that you've kind of
You
knew this from the outset.
Been doing this from day one. But it takes, you know, 60 minutes. Look at last year's game, not to go back into that because that's a nightmare. 42, I mean, it was just one play after another, like missing tackles, giving up deep plays, not executing on offense. Before you know it, it's 42-14 at halftime. We've got to get away from that. Like that, we have to understand that, you know, every play matters. Focus on that play, then focus on the next play. Then focus on the next play and be where your feet are and try to dominate your box. Try to dominate your role in the game on every single play. It's very difficult to do. And so that's what we're trying to do and instill in these guys. That's why we have tough practices and we have a lot of things that we do that we have a strong belief in, and that's what we're trying to do.
The you know, we talked about tackling, we talked about playing every play. It seems to be these are sources of pride for people.
No question.
Playing football.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where they are. We're talking special teams as well. It's a source of pride. Having the opportunity to tackle, make the tackle. Have an opportunity to make a play, make the play.
No question. That's why I said at halftime, I give these kids credit. It's 28-0. So as a coach, you go into that halftime locker room, you have a couple choices, right? You can start ripping them and throwing chairs and stuff like that. Or you can just tell them, hey, man, all we need is one play. If somebody can make one play, that gets us back into the game. So we go out there, we stop them, three and out. We get the ball, we go down, and we score. Then we get the Martinez interception. Then we get a strip fumble, right? So now, before you know it, it's 28-21. It's college football. If it's 28-0 in a National Football League, the game's over. It's over.
It's over.
Yeah. There's no coming back from that in the NFL. In college football, I told the team at halftime, well, they just scored 28. Well, why can't we score 28? And so, like, I don't, you know, and I think this is the mindset that we have to have, a very competitive one play at a time mindset. We can't get down 28-0. But these kids, they've got to understand that the game is never over. And you talked about it. It is in some ways. Look, I'm not trying to – it's not life or death. I'm not saying that. But there are a lot of things that are comparable to life, right?
Absolutely.
You get knocked down. You got to get back up. You know, you get fired. You got to figure out how to reinvent. You got to figure out how to play the next play. You got to figure out, you hand in something. I remember handing stuff into Bill Belichick, right? He breakdowns. He'd be like, this is the worst breakdown I ever saw. I was like, go back to my office. Oh, my God. Do it all over again, right? This is life. Yeah, but not the same way. You know what I mean? So these are things that we talk a lot about with these kids, and I think they really do get it. But this will lead to wins if we can really get it.
Is it a – and I'm glad they get it, and it's very enlightening. But from what you saw, let's go back to your Penn State days. Was it the same type of mentality?
Yeah, Penn State was this is a very similar team to the Penn State, the first Penn State team I had. Very, very similar. You know, when I went to Penn State, that was, you know, not to dredge all that up again because I've said it a million, I've talked about it a million times, but it was an awful time at Penn State.
Right.
Something absolutely horrific.
Horrible.
You would have rather had a serial murderer on your staff than have what happened there, to be honest with you. And it was, so it was horrific. So we had to, you know, we had to build the whole thing from the ground up. We lost a lot of kids, and we tried to do the best we could, and we had great kids, just like we have here, that got punished for something that they had nothing to do with, but still they loved football and they came out and they fought, and all of a sudden we won a game, and then we won six in a row.
Yep.
And so it can be done, but we were 0-2. We started off 0-2 and we ripped off six or seven in a row, and we ended up having a decent season.
That's why, you know, I think every team in college football that says if you lose two in a row, just give me that one, and then we're off.
Yeah, we're at home.
Then we're off again.
The other thing is we're at home. Right, so we're the students, the people. I mean, I'm walking around campus today. Everybody's, hey, good luck Friday night. You know, everybody's pumped up about this game.
They should be,
and so our players need to take advantage of that. You know, because we have an opportunity in front of a home crowd to go out there and play really good football, play tough, play good BC football, and you know, get this thing to 5-3. You know, we got an opportunity to do that against a very good team, a team that's well coached and has a lot of talent. But you know, we have talent. And we need to go out there and play a mentally tough, physically tough game.
You've been around the game a long time. Some teams thrive on prosperity. Other teams thrive on adversity. I'm not sure what your team, if they thrive on either, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, like I said, the adversity, we came back. We were down 28-0, came back. Obviously a very adverse situation, but you know, there's been times where we've been in front 14-3, and we haven't been able to get that three-score lead, right? We've got the two-score lead. We got to get the three-score lead. So, you know, we've been a little bit of both on that. And, you know, again, I think it comes down to fundamentally, you know, getting off the field on third down, stopping the run on defense, and taking care of the football on offense. I think if we take care of the football on offense, we'll be a lot better.
Good things to come. We got to take a timeout. This is the BC Football Show. I'm looking at my ho-ho right now. Bill O'Brien, Pete Cronin, John
looking it up. I'm looking it up right now.
Come back with more right after this.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Beer. St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
A new era of BC football is here. Led by first-year head coach Bill O'Brien. Catch the action this fall with tickets starting as low as $10 for select games. Group tickets are also available, providing exclusive experiences, including on-field access for your youth team or organization. Don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement on the Heights. Secure your seats to see Bill O'Brien and the Eagles by visiting bceagles.com. Check out Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control. They have high-performance RC cars and trucks for the whole family. Traxxas is the leader in hobby-class radio control fun. They even have waterproof electronics to keep the fun going year-round. Learn more about Traxxas at TRAXXAS.com and use their store locator to find a Traxxas dealer near you. Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Since 1970, the campus school at Boston College has been educating students ages 3 to 22 with extensive support needs, including complex medical challenges. Located on the BC main campus, our dedicated team of teachers, therapists, nurses, and volunteers work together to realize the potential of each student. You can help make a difference. Your support directly funds the technology, equipment, and materials our students deserve. Learn more at bc.edu/campus school.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
You can join the BC Gridiron Club and support Eagles football. The benefits include home game tailgates, away game bashes, and unprecedented team and program access. Sign up today at bcfootballgridiron.com. Welcome back to the BC Football Show. BC Gridiron always represented. John Merlesina here tonight. He'll be full throng. He's a legend, too. Criscione's a legend. They're all legends.
Okay. I do want to say, though, last week Colleen and I were driving out of here. You know, this is what it's all about. Like, the people that are here, you know, John and Ray and – you know, Mike Ryan's here and all these guys that are here, like
Barry Gallup,
mm-hmm. obviously, you know, it's just, I think that's why, you know, that's one of the motivating factors for turning this thing around and getting this thing going in the right direction, because we have so many great people that are so supportive of us, and we're very appreciative of that. Very, very appreciative of that. Words can't express how appreciative we are of that, but everybody being here every week, it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing, and I love Boston College, and we're working very hard to get it right. So I just want you guys to know that, and I really want you to know how much we appreciate you guys being here tonight.
All right. Absolutely. Round of applause. We all appreciate it. And it's a showcase game Friday night. Another quirk in the schedule. I know it's a little bit off your radar.
It's Thursday, Pete.
No, today's
Friday, Saturday. And then we have a bye. That's going to throw you for a loop.
He's going to be walking around Maine twisted. He's going to be.
You'll be here next Thursday. We'll be like Pete. We're not playing.
Raking leaves next week.
Oh, don't say that. My wife's here. Please don't say anything about raking leaves.
God help us. Where do they come from?
I don't think I've raked the leaves in 30 years.
They fall from the sky. But it's a good thing that you got the stage to yourself on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And that's a good.
It's very good.
Showcase program.
Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity. I mean, like I said, a Friday night, the students are, you know, psyched about it, you know, because it's a Friday night. So, you know, and I think that it's going to be, I know it's going to be a great atmosphere. And our guys are jacked up. You guys were at practice. You saw the buzz. There's a buzz in our football team. They know that there's a lot of football left to be played, and they know that, you know, they're a part of something, that they're on the ground floor of something. And they believe in what we're doing, and we love coaching them. They show up every day. Meter, these kids, like I say it all the time, but I mean, you know, they get up at 5:30. They're over there 6 a.m., 6:30. We meet at 7:30. We practice from 9:15 to 11:15. I mean, these guys, there's not a lot of college football players around the country making the putting in the work that the Boston College football player puts in, and you know that we haven't had one issue with one kid.
That's
not
excellent.
Not one. They show up every day, and they're ready to go. And, you know, we're not easy to play for. And, so I just appreciate the players.
Now, the unofficial – what's an unofficial visit in recruiting vernacular?
We can't pay for – so we'll have a lot of unofficial visitors on Friday. There's a lot of kids that are playing Friday, so there's a lot of mass high school games on, you know, things like that. So we won't have as many as we had for the previous, like the Michigan State game, but we'll still have a good amount.
So, they're invited to come, and you credential them, and they get
give a little money because they have to pay for a meal, and we credential them, but it's not official. Official means we basically pay for everything: their travel to the campus, their room and board, their meals, and things.
So as much as these funky Friday, Thursday night games are a little bit of a distraction, they're also a great opportunity to draw attention to the program.
No question. I mean, it is. It's an awesome opportunity, and especially if the place is, you know, like I would expect it to be sold out, good crowd, good atmosphere, and you know, and on top of that, go out there and play well against a really good team. You know, that'll do a lot for our program, just like the Michigan State game did, and you know, the games, you know, the prime time, the Florida State game, the prime time games where we've played well.
Louisville's defense has had trouble stopping the run last three games. It's been close to 200 yards allowed. They played good teams, but. Do you see that on film?
Yeah, no. I mean, we can run the ball. We have to be able to get the ball down the field in a passing game, though. You know, we can run the ball, but I mean, to think that we're going to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust, like, that's not really who we want to be. We've got to be able to run the football, which we do. We run the ball pretty well, and we got to continue to do that. But we also have to be able to set up the play action and then connect on the plays like we did to Reed Harris the other night. You know, we had a nice play to Reed Harris. We've had plays to Skeet. You know, we've had, obviously, Bond has been involved. So, Kamari Morales on a crossing route, you know, a few weeks ago. So, you know, some of the things that we do, we just have to get better and better at. That's the thing that's made this offense go over the years, right? When I was at Alabama, we ran the ball very well, right? We had really good backs, you know, B-Rob and Jace McClellan and Jahmyr Gibbs, and then boom, then we would fake it, and we got Jamison Williams and John Metchie going down the field, and, you know, we got a lot of big plays down the field, and that's something we have the ability to do that, and we've got to do a better job of trying to get some chunk plays and be more explosive in the passing game.
We have the benefit of a bird's eye view. We're up elevated, see the whole field, and we see the misses. We also see the great plays. We also see the misses. We go, oh, how did he miss whatever?
Yeah, we had a double move to Reed Harris. We had Skeet on a bow route. You know, we just didn't connect on those. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but then we've talked about this in the past. You talk about sacks as kind of a basis of measurement, but there's so many moving parts. There's pressures. There's right. Coverage. There's, you know, you've the quarterback on the run. There could all sorts of things go into the sack's kind of a misleading statistic at times.
Right. No doubt. I think you know the pressure on the quarterback. That you're making a great point. A point that we always made in the NFL. Like, it's not always about sacks. You know, it's about the pressure on the quarterback. You know, he may be getting the ball out, but he's getting hit, or he's having to get it off earlier, or, you know, he just doesn't know where the pressure's coming from. And I think that's a big thing for our defense. Our defense has to do a good job of that in the next few weeks. And then offensively, it all works together. We've got to do a better job in protection. We've got to do a better job of route running. And we got to do a better job of throwing a football.
And there was not a better example of that than Thursday night when Nezeraku was pressuring the quarterback who had an errant throw downfield that got picked off.
No question. It was like a roll pass. And, you know, the guy came out and Donovan read it because he's a very instinctive player. And he affected the throw and Martinez intercepted it. I think that's the player talking about. That was a huge play in a game, but that's a great example of what we're talking about.
Corey Brooks, you mentioned him. You coached him. 19 yards of reception. Looks like an All-American. 8 touchdowns. The other kid, Bell. They're loaded at wide out.
Yeah.
Besides conflict in the pocket, how do you combat that?
You got to mix it up. I mean, you can't single up Ja'Cory Brooks all day. I mean, the last time I coached Ja'Cory Brooks was in the Sugar Bowl. We played Kansas State, and I think we beat him 50 to something. And Ja'Cory had a big game. And so we've got to do a good job of mixing it up on, you know, a lot of different areas up front in the coverage. You know, everything. But Ja'Cory, he played for us at Alabama as a true freshman.
Wow!
If that tells you anything about
tells
him.
You a lot.
I'm not sure what happened, why he transferred and all that. I'm not sure about all that, but he's a hell of a football player, so we got to do a good
job.
He's a pro.
Him.
Yeah. He has about 70 targets, and the next guy has like 35. So
yeah.
the ball is going to Ja'Cory.
And they spread it around to primarily two receivers and two running backs.
Yeah. The running backs are talented. They're good.
And they're both true freshmen.
Yep, both two freshmen, good players. You know, we have to do a good job of setting the edge. And we, again, going back to what we talked about before the break, we have to do a great job of tackling. Tackling is going to be big in this game.
Now, the teams have had that success with that outside zone cutback, that, you know, that kind of, you know, looking for the hole backside. How do you account for that moving forward?
We got to penetrate better. We got to penetrate up front better on the front side of the play. And then on the backside, we can't let two hats pie us. We're getting scooped on the backside. So we got to be able to take on the guard. So if we're lined on the guard, we got to be able to play the guard and not let the tackle and the guard scoop us, get up to the linebacker, and now create a big lane. It's all about, in the running game, it's all about offensively, where do you want to cut the defense? Do you want to cut the defense on the backside? Do you want to cut the defense on the front side? Where are you cutting the defense? And we're getting cut on that play on the backside. Some of it's a fold scheme that we can adjust to better. And there's different fronts that we can play to try to play that play better. And so it's, again, it's I have to emphasize, it's coaching and playing together, you know, being better.
Pete was giving me a lesson today at practice. He says, it's all about leverage, mate. It's all about leverage. And he's throwing me around. He's pushing me here. He's pushing me there.
It is. It's a leverage game. Like, it's all about leverage.
Well, you could have covered two gaps. You better have leverage. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, but you got to have – it's all about leverage, and that's football. Football is all about playing the proper leverage and then understanding how to keep that leverage.
We,
you know,
talked to a scout. Terry Bradway was at the game.
Yeah, great guy.
Former Jets GM.
I know Terry real well. Terry used to come out to Penn State a lot.
Yeah, and we had a good talk with him in our hotel lobby, and he's high on Cam Horsley.
Yes.
Yep. And he thinks Horsley's going to be a very good pro. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Cam Horsley's he's a war daddy. He's a tough guy. He plays with good leverage, plays with good technique, good hand, plays very tough. Plays hard, built low to the ground. His pass rush has improved. His run stopping is excellent. Yeah, there's no doubt he'll play in the NFL. No doubt about it.
We've noticed over the last couple of weeks a lot of new, what we would deem clean jerseys. And is that a lot of guys who didn't get reps earlier now getting playing time? Is that necessity or is that design or both?
I think we got to play more guys. I don't think there's like, oh, this first team is so much better than this second team. You know, we have a freshman safety, Omar Thornton, who you guys probably haven't even heard of. I mean, have you?
Yeah, number 30, yeah.
Okay, but you guys don't really know who he is.
No, I mean, I could pick him out because he's wearing number 30, but that's about it.
This guy will be the next great safety. Him and KP Price, those are the I mean, this guy's really, really good.
Wow.
And he'll play more. You know, we have D linemen like Owen Studemeyer, who's playing more. McConnell will play more tomorrow or on Friday night. Quan Williams, a defensive lineman, he's playing better and better. So it's I tell these guys I want to see the rotations. I want to know when they're going in the game, what they're doing in the game. So you'll see more guys playing like you have the past couple games.
And that's a design.
Now, the offensive line's different because I really have a strong belief that those five guys need to play together because there's a chemistry deal there that, and so Dwayne Alec, he rotates in there a little bit with Jack Conley because Jack Conley's banged up. He's got shoulder and ankle and, you know, just a banged up guy. He's been playing for a long time. So we rotate. But for the most part, it's those six guys that play, and so they know how to play with each other. That's a different deal. We play a lot of backs. You could see Day-Day Jones on Friday night. You know, we play a lot of receivers. There's two tight ends because Matt Reagan is dealing with a concussion right now, coming back from that. So I don't think he'll be ready to go on Friday night. So it'll be Jeremiah and Kamari. Secondary, you saw Brykeese Brown last week. He had a good game. He did some good things in the game. I think that Cam Martinez, we've talked about, playing more and more. You'll see Riz Hala play more on Friday night. Owen McGowan obviously is a hell of a player for us, and Bam Crouch. I think Cam Arnold will probably be out for the game. So again, my point is, like, I could list the whole roster, but I think 50-60 kids should play in a game.
And there's another guy that I know you like a lot, Jonathan Montague.
Oh yeah, John Montague, Turbo Richard, Omar Thornton, Syair Torrance. Yep. Another guy that's from Syracuse, New York, that we think is going to be a really good player for us. You'll see him in there. So there's a lot of guys that can play.
That's a testament to recruiting and also a development program, right?
Yeah. I mean, these kids – we didn't recruit any of these kids.
No, I know.
So these kids, like, there's a lot of good talent, young talent in the program. There's obviously good veteran talent, but there's a lot of good young talent in the program, and I think we're in decent shape with recruiting right now with the class of 25. We got to keep, you know, the signing date's in December, so it doesn't mean anything until they sign on the dotted line. Had a really top recruit in there today that we're really happy about, that we think we got a shot at getting, that I can't say his name, but in a class of 25, that's a stud. So if he's out there listening, he knows who he is. And we really want you here at Boston College. He's a Boston kid. And so, and then the class of 26, we have like 7 kids committed. So we're in good shape. We just got to, you know, we got to keep it going.
And you're playing by design a lot of players. In today's world, you run the risk of losing a guy's attention if you don't. They don't play early.
Exactly. You know, too, I do see that, Pete. You're right. But that's not why we're playing them. Because I'll say this. I did a deal, Blake, James, and I. We spoke to New Balance. And one of the things that they asked me was, like, development in the transfer portal.
Right.
When you come to BC, like, you're not thinking about transferring because BC is a life-changing place. You come to BC, you know this. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir, right? So you come to Boston College, you play football, and you get this degree from Boston College. Like, you're pretty much set for life. So you're not coming there and thinking about transferring, though.
No,
you know what I mean. So I don't think we deal now. I could be wrong. I could be naive, and there'll be a line outside my door after the last game, and we'll see. But I don't think that's going to happen, and that's why I also don't think we don't need to be, like, bringing in a bunch of transfer portal guys. Unless they're grad transfers that we think can really help our program, then we would do that. But to bring a guy in, you know, from such and such university where, you know, he's taking online classes, he lives in an apartment 10 miles away from campus, like, he drives a Cadillac, like this isn't PC. It's not BC.
You're describing my undergraduate experience.
Let's get BC guys here that'll bleed for BC, and we can develop them, and we can win with them.
Louisville, 27 transfers.
I mean, Indiana. Indiana's 7-0. God bless them. Coach Signetti's a great coach, but, you know, they have like 47 transfers.
Oof.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's a different outlook.
Yeah.
We have to take our final timeout on the BC Football Show. We'll get coaches' keys to the game coming up after this.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Mass General Brigham, we're one against cancer. We're building a world-class center of cancer care with the most cancer surgeries and specialists in the region. With new collaborations, approaches, and treatments, like the only precision proton therapy treatment in New England. We're there with patients for every twist and turn. There's only one, Mass General Brigham. To learn more, visit massgeneralbrigham.org/cancer.
Looking to make waves with a radio ad or public presentation? Need to polish your public speaking skills? At MoVibe Productions, we specialize in crafting compelling audio and coaching talent. Our beautiful, state-of-the-art Studio G by the Sea offers the perfect creative environment for recording audio and video. From script to sound, from idea to imagery, MoVibe Productions can make it happen. Discover an ocean of success at MoVibeProductions.com.
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern is the proud owner of the McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest growing family of car dealerships. Matt is proud to serve BC, its students, alumni, and their families. With 26 dealerships across the Boston Metro and over 7,000 cars to choose from, don't settle for a new vehicle from just anyone. Join your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff at McGovern Auto Group. Visit them online, McGovernAuto.com, and go Eagles!
Friends of the Heights is Boston College's official name, image, and likeness collective, serving 120 athletes on 9 teams and growing. Friends of the Heights prepares BC athletes to serve our community and to improve their brand, all while helping our team succeed. Giving to Friends of the Heights directly impacts our team's successes on the field, court, ice, and track. Help our students. Help our teams. Help Boston College. For more information, please visit friendsoftheheights.com.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from The Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
And don't forget, Friday Night Lights at the Heights, BC and Louisville, 7:30 kickoff or thereabouts, maybe 7:35. 7 o'clock our broadcast time, Sports Radio WEEI 93.7, also Sirius XM. You know, we're worldwide, Coach. You listen to us, son.
Global.
All sorts of islands, St. John.
This is the same thing. This is the same information he feeds me about the podcast.
Well, the podcast's legit.
Come on.
Oh, thousands, hundreds of people.
Thank God we got new equipment. Now people can hear us.
Did you hear any, did you hear that? There was a new purchase.
Tell you what, you've come a long way buying new equipment.
Thanks to Bill O'Brien.
We got new equipment, so now people can actually hear. They don't have to crank it to the 50th decibel to...
Our boy Chach is like a surgeon with new equipment.
He's in a kid in a toy store now.
Yes, he is. It sounded good. I listened to it today. It'll be out tomorrow, podcast. So.
What is that, 17 or 18?
Oh, 18. The 18. Matt Slater podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Good modulation.
Good modulation. We need good modulation. We need good play. We need 60-minute play on Friday night.
Yes.
All right, so that's number one.
Yes.
What are your other keys to the game?
You know, big challenge defensively, right? You know, we got to, without giving away what we're going to do, but we've got to come ready to go. We have to have great communication. We've got to do a great job as coaches relative to what they're doing and how they're trying to attack us. And we just have to do a great job of rotating guys in the game and giving them different things to think about. I think offensively, we've got to take care of the ball.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
I've heard that.
We got to take care of the football. If we take care of the football, we'll have a chance. We can't turn the ball over. And then we have to be balanced, right? We got to be able to possess the ball. We can't go three and out, put our defense back out there. You know, we got to keep Louisville's offense on the sideline as best we can. And, you know, we got to try to possess the ball. I think special teams, we have a good game plan. They have a good returner, kickoff and punt returner. We've got to do a good job of containing that guy. But I think our special teams is actually pretty decent. We're punting better. We're doing some things better. Liam had a great week kicking, so – I'm encouraged by our special teams units.
We were watching him at practice today. He's got a big leg.
Yeah, he kicked a 48-yarder today, I think, in the 2-minute drill, which was pretty impressive.
And the punting, I mean,
he's gotten better. It's still a little bit inconsistent, but he's a young punter, and he's gotten a lot better though. He's worked very hard.
Well, it shows.
I call him Ivan the Great.
He probably appreciates that. You know, but the watching Louisville special teams wise, they run a fake punt and they bring one back 100 yards. So, you know, people who kind of poo-poo special teams is kind of.
No, it's huge.
It's really changed a lot of games over the weekend.
Fake punt, kickoff return, 100 yards, like you said, and then they blocked the field goal against Georgia Tech and took that back for a touchdown. So they've won games. They've been in games because of special teams, and that's what I'm saying. We've got to do a good job of that. They're going to come after the punt. They do a really good job of coming after your punt, and we've got to do a good job of protecting.
They ran a fumble Ruski.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Thanks, Meter.
It's hard to unremember that.
Well, you and I looked at each other like, what was that?
Unnecessary.
It was a fumble Ruski.
Unnecessary, as Pete says.
I mean, it was last year, Meter.
No, I'm just saying. But the thing,
I know what you're saying.
The revenge angle.
I'm just saying too.
I do like the revenge angle.
Play the revenge angle.
I like the revenge angle. Sir.
Do you remember the one of the most famous fumble rooskies happened in the Orange Bowl?
Of course.
Nebraska versus Miami. I think it was Miami.
Yes, it
Dean Steinkuhler.
Of course I do. He was.
He took it and scored.
He won the Allen Trophy.
He was a great player, man.
That was 1984.
I was watching that game. Remember the Orange Bowl was always the last game of the night game.
Loved it.
And you had to get permission from your parents to stay up and watch them. Yeah.
It was Don Cricky.
I was watching
New Year's
that game.
Day.
Don Cricky called that game.
And that's the first time I ever heard the term fumble rooski. I remember my dad goes, that's the fumble rooski right there. My dad said
I had never heard of it.
What? And then it goes Dean Steinkuhler right around the end for a touchdown.
That was Tom Osborne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody said, oh, he's so reserved.
Yeah.
Tom Osborne.
Yeah, great coach.
Great coach. Legend.
Had like 500 guys on his team, so he had a...
Yeah, they could do that in those days.
He had two practice squads.
You know who was on that team? Irving Fryer. Turner Gill.
Mike Rozier, maybe?
Mike Rozier.
Turner Gill.
Yeah, those teams were loaded.
Loaded.
Absolutely loaded. All right, so Louisville, everyone talks about, speaking of strange plays, I listened to the broadcast last week, eye candy, different formations.
Yeah.
That's what they do, right?
Yeah, I mean, he does a good job. Coach Brown does a good job. I got a lot of respect for him. When I was, the places that he's been, when I was in pro football, we would go work guys out at the places he's been, and he always spent time with them. He's a very bright guy. He, you know, they dress things up. They run the same plays, but they're going to give you different looks, different pictures as to how the play is going to be presented to you. And, you know, that's what I'm saying about communication. We have to do a great job. I'm glad we're at home. Because I think we play pretty well at home. We play hard at home. And so I think, we have to have a good night, very sharp, focused night. That's what we have to have on Friday night.
And you make sure that there's no opera music?
I turned the playlist in today.
Oh, excellent.
It's a mixture.
We're going to have to pay attention.
It's rock and roll. It's rap. It's country. It's rock and roll.
Was today practice a little indication of, did you have a finger on that one?
My man Shotzi's here, who's one of my favorite guys at Boston College.
Andrew Schatz, everybody. Come on.
You should clap for him.
He's the best.
He is awesome. Very hardworking guy.
Yes.
And he's going to get mad at me, but he's in charge of the music. And he's not really like a music aficionado, right, Shotzi? Like, would you describe yourself as a...
That's a good call.
So I'm going to take it over for game day.
Do we have some No Surrender from Springsteen on there?
I got a Springsteen, but not No Surrender. I don't think we want to play No Surrender before we go out to play Louisville. Like, we don't want to use the word doubt, surrender, like, huh?
Born to Run.
I got The Rising.
I like The Rising. That's a good one. That's a Foxborough staple.
Born to Run, yeah.
Foxborough staple, The Rising. You got Brady's on there?
What's the Jay-Z one?
Jay-Z one.
Yeah, I think we got that on there.
That's a good one.
That won't be the first one played, though. We're not trying to copy what they do at Gillette.
We got
our own playlist.
Of course.
That's right. BC list. Come on.
But the best thing, again, is the band, the fight song. When you come running out to that fight song, man, love the band.
Yeah, who doesn't love a good band, right?
No question. Don't get all fired. People here aren't that fired up about the band. I'm fired up. I love David Healy. He does a good job. They practice. They practice all the time on our field, and
you may not be aware of it, but they have a little traveling band within the stadium that goes around the different sections and plays music in different sections. And whenever they come around our neighborhood, we've mentioned the 8 or 10 of them that are down there entertaining.
Oh yeah, they're right below us.
Pretty creative. They take advantage of the audience.
And no question about we cannot it. Emphasize enough, we always say, get in the park early.
Got to get in early. The game starts, it's a 7:35 kickoff. Let's get in the seats by 7. Let's have some juice in the crowd, man. I believe the music will be better. The fans can chime in. If they don't think it's better, I'll change it the next game. But, like, I think it's going to be better. And it's not going to be like we're in a library. We're not going to be in, like, BAPS library, you know, getting ready to study for an econ exam. Like, that's not the music we're playing, you know, in the pregame.
Yeah, I love it. He's Casey Kasem. He's football coach.
He's a renaissance man.
Cook the hot dogs.
Renaissance man.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on
question.
There. Our final couple moments here. College football last week, you had a chance to maybe watch some games at home. I know you were busy watching your son Michael play for Tufts on Saturday.
Yeah.
But what'd you make of another crazy week in college football?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's exactly right, Meter, and you and I talk about this a lot. Like, I just think it's a very even and this is for the future, too. I think this is the way college football is going now. You know, kids are going to find their own places to go to, their own niches. It's not going to be – I don't think it's going to be the haves and the have-nots. I think it's going to be a lot of haves and a lot of parity, and, you know, you're going to have to do a great job of teaching your kids and showing your kids that it's a 60-minute game. Because if you – whether it's, you know, Georgia, Texas, or, you know, Alabama, Tennessee, or, you know, the games in the ACC that took place last week, I mean, you know, there's a lot – you know, look at our game with Virginia Tech. You know, we can't 28-0, come back 28-21. Like I said, if we get the fourth down, maybe we make it 28-28. It's a wild deal, and we've got to continue to try to make these guys understand that we got to play a full 60 minutes.
Yeah, and Kalen DeBoer has lost twice in the regular season, and the sky is falling in Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just think it's very, very difficult. I don't know Kalen DeBoer. I know a lot of guys that still coach there, and I know a lot of the players there. It's a very difficult thing to replace the greatest college football coach of all time. That is not an easy thing to do.
No question.
There was a very distinct culture there under Nick Saban for 17 years, and it's just it's a tough thing to do. And you know, you can just tell he's a very calm guy, and he's a smart guy, and I'm sure he'll get it turned around.
Everybody has got a chance. You look at we're mid-season at this point. There's probably five teams in the ACC that have a legitimate chance at participating in the tournament.
No question. I mean, that's the thing, and that's the thing about us. So as we look to the future, you know, like we, you know, there are, you know, you got Clemson and Miami, and you know, Pitt and Pitt's up there, SMU's up there, and you know, so look, at the end of the day, you know, I think early in the season too, right? Didn't SMU have a tough loss early on, like very early, yes, first week maybe? Yeah. I mean, so this is what we have to understand, and this is why we practice, and this is why we have to do as good a job as we can coaching. We've got to coach really well. We have to coach these guys to understand what it takes to win and be sharp and focused on Friday night.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, we'll get them. For Bill O'Brien and Pete Cronin, I'm John Meadepirel. Special thanks Justin Turpin and Griffin Ward back in the studio. Have a great rest of your week, everybody, and go Eagles. See you on Friday night.
Listening to the Boston College Football Show presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Take control of your financial future to empower what's next. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Athletics Sponsorships Radio Network.